T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
And joining me now on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline from The Morning Take, Mr. Blois Olson. And Blois, I wanted to have you on today initially because what we talked about yesterday has come to fruition about if there is a special session, will gun laws be considered? And the answer is probably, at least they would try to do that. But before we get to that, Hammer tells me we have to discuss, will there be some kind of a list for National Hamburger Day?
Well, National Hamburger Day is tomorrow.
Oh, it is. So we're jumping the gun then on National. Well, we're preparing
like
for it.
This is a preview. So this is like a preview. We're planning ahead, Tom.
It's National Hamburger Day Eve.
Yeah. Well, there, you know, there's like the Nook is a classic, very good, very solid. Parlor is very good, very solid. I like King's Place down by Hastings. It's kind of a little Minnesota gem.
Lion's
but
Tap.
My sleeper,
Lion's Tap.
Lion's
is
Tap.
One of my favorites.
Very good. Very good. Yeah. The sleeper burger pick that I've touted for a while is Boulevard in Minnetonka. Their Royale is, I believe, the best burger in Minnesota. So there
wow.
You go.
Well, I'm going to have to do something.
I know you've never been there, Tom.
Oh, well, I've been there, but only for drinks. I don't know that I've ever eaten there, now that I think about it. You're talking about the one right over by Dick's Sporting Goods there, right? Off 394?
Yes. Well, that here's a little retail update. That Dick's now just closed. The new Dick's is at Ridgedale.
You're
and there may be a
me.
17-year-old in my house who is employed there. So there you go.
I had no. This is brand new information. When did Dick's close over there?
This week. This week. Just happened this week.
Wow. Because that has been like our go-to place for a long time. I mean, since my kids were playing baseball, that's where we went for. But now they haven't. They've just moved. They haven't closed.
Yes. They have a shiny, new, very nice store at Ridgedale.
And which space did they take?
The Herberger's. I think it was Herberger's or JCPenney.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting. Well,
no, it's the old Sears. The old Sears.
Okay.
Sorry.
That's
the end of this.
Boy, that leaves a big structure available for something else over there by Ridgedale.
There you go.
Let's talk a little politics. We had talked yesterday about how we thought maybe all of the talk about gun legislation might actually keep a special session on budget matters from happening here in Minnesota because Republicans would fear that the special session would be hijacked by gun legislation. And yesterday, the governor and some DFL legislative leaders say if there is a special session, absolutely that is something that should be considered. Your thoughts?
Well, I mean, I do think it's an obstacle because I think in an election year and just as polarized as the parties are on guns that, you know, that's another obstacle or another kind of complication to the special session. You know, what I've said to a few people this week that have asked is the one thing about, I'd say, Majority Leader Miller, Speaker Hortman in particular, the governor to some degree, but though the two legislative leaders are better at kind of keeping secrets if they are negotiating behind the scenes than other leaders in the past, especially this kind of special session talk. I don't know that there is any, but if there is some talk about it, I don't know that it's being buzzed about very much right now. And frankly, when I've talked to legislators this week, and I'm sure you have too, is there's a little sense of exhaustion / let's just let the dust settle for a little bit and see if there is a way back. But I think you know, I said it on Tuesday or Wednesday, the odds I think are 1 in 10. And that's, I think, the best odds right now for any sort of special session.
Well, and the governor does not want the dust to settle. Yesterday, I asked him about this matter, and he said he'd like to have a special session agreement by early next week and a special session by late next week. And I just don't see any possibility of that.
I'd like $1 million and a hole in one today.
You Tom. Mean, come on, Blaise, you mean another $1 million.
Well, you know, Tom.
So they talked about, you know, could they reach an agreement? I just don't know what has changed since last week. In fact, nothing has changed.
I don't sense anything. That's why I mean that if it's happening, it's really happening in very, very confidential ways because there's no inkling or move. And here's a little another sneak preview is it's Speaker Hortman's birthday today. So if you wanted to give her a gift, it would be no special session talk on her birthday, I'm sure.
Yes, we will not call her and ask her about it. Final thing for you. Yesterday, the governor officially signed for reelection, and a slew of Republican House candidates, they went en masse, as they often do. And Minority Leader Kurt Dowd introduced these dozens of candidates as the next House majority. What do you put the odds at that of happening at right now?
I'd say the odds are 3-2 or 2-1 that Republicans take the House. But it's May, and there's a lot of game to be played between now and November, as you know. And those legislative races, we oftentimes kind of forget once they're in office, are decided by such slim margins. I think the difference between majority and the minority for Kurt Dowd last time was something like 312 votes or something. It was a very statewide. So those close races, you know, turnout, the issue of the day, the mood. And if you remember a few years ago when healthcare rates came out about a month before the election, and that totally changed the mood of Minnesota and Republicans won. And so you can have an issue like that pop up, you know, a month before the election that we don't think about today and change the state of the legislature.
Well, and we still don't know how abortion and gun control, these things that have just come up here in the last few weeks, are going to impact, especially suburban voters where these races are largely going to be decided or the control of the House and Senate will be decided. Blaise, I hope you get out and play some golf this weekend.
Odds are that will happen, Tom, as you know me well.
The odds.
I hope you get that lawn mowed.
Yes.
And I'm really busy this weekend in case you don't pick up your mower.
The odds are much better of you playing golf than there being a special session anytime soon, I believe.
Sounds great.
That is Blaise Olson from The Morning Take on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. This is Tom Hauser in for Vanita Sarkar. We'll be back on the WCCO Morning News.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.